You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I am living and I'm breathing. Body forces in the way. Shoes are silent, they move softly. In the way they try to stay isolated, I am diving. Can you see? Can take these voices just helping me, and I'm hiding in color, and I'm hiding in color. I am living and I'm breathing. Body forces in the way. Shoes are silent, they move softly. In the way they try to stay isolated.
That is Hiding in Colour by the wonderful Mads Harrop, based down in Otepoti, and chatting with us this morning about a brand new single which has just come out called Harmonise. Kia ora, Mads, how are you?
Ata Maria, Rachel, I'm fantastic, thanks. How are you?
Good, it's lovely to speak with you and to hear about the cool music that you've been hustling away on recently. You've got a brand new single out called Harmonise, and it's a bit about your experience living with autism and trying to kind of make your way through the world. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what kind of prompted this track for you?
Well, this track was actually about, I wrote it about the importance of having like connections through conversation as an autistic person, and that can be a little bit trickier for me, but you know, I want to try harder and I want to get it right, if you know what I mean.
I find that a really cool thing that you sort of set yourself as a framework for your songwriting. You're always very honest about your experiences, Mads, and whether that is, you know, the way you experience the world or the way you've found other people experience you. It's a really interesting perspective that you bring to your songwriting. Why is it important for you to use music in that way? Is it something that you feel you have to do, or is it something that you want to do?
Oh, it's something that I want to do, and you know, it's been an incredibly powerful and, you know, helpful tool for me, especially over these like past few years, and especially like back in 2019 when I got my Tourette's diagnosis. It really helped with that, and I just want to give a huge shout out to, you know, all the amazing people that have helped me over the years, not just with my autism and stuff. So yeah, that's great.
It feels like you're always bringing your community in, Mads, with your music. And you know, you've got a musical family. You've kind of grown up a lot around sound, but you've also now you're down in Dunedin studying. There's a great musical cohort down there. What is the kind of performance space for you like? Do you love getting up on stage? Who are you sort of often bouncing your ideas around with?
I do. I love getting up on stage, and I have a great band, you know. Shout out to, you know, all my amazing bandmates. Alice on bass, Ira on lead guitar, and Seb on drums, and they're all brilliant musicians, and yeah. And yeah, Dunedin, yeah. I often bounce my ideas around with the band, and you know, they all contribute their own little part, like on their instrument, and things with my songs, which is just awesome. You know, I encourage musicians to just improvise as much as possible, because that's often when you get the best, you know, sounds and melodies and whatnot.
Yeah, totally. Do you ever talk to your band about, you know, the content of your songs and what it is you're like trying to convey, or do you sort of let them bring their own thoughts into that space?
A bit of both, actually. Yeah, so I kind of give them a little general overview, and then I give them the songs, and then I give them the documentation, and then yeah, they just add their own bit from there, unless I've got a really clear melody idea in my head. I just, you know, let them, yeah, improvise.
That's cool. It sounds like it's a really nice collaborative relationship you've got going on. And you're working towards a record for early next year, which is exciting, called Navigating the Brainstorm, which is a great name. I think that's sort of indicating maybe you're working through more of these ideas, or more of that, like, context of moving through the world with autism. Is that something that would be fair to say?
Yes, it's a little bit of that, and it's also a little bit about moving through the world with Tourette's as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how do you find writing about those experiences? Is it like a process that feels like cathartic, or, you know, exciting for you to be able to talk about that?
Yeah, exciting, and also it's a great way to like talk about my experiences in an open and honest way, and it also helps to, I guess, raise awareness and, you know, help the audiences understand a bit more, you know, what it can be like, especially having Tourette's as well. Like, you know, the stuff I've got to deal with that.
Do you find people still don't really have much of a grasp of what it is to live with Tourette's at the moment, Mads?
Well, actually, I feel like it's gotten much better now. I mean, I'm incredibly grateful for the modern technology that, you know, that's helped us raise awareness of these, and not just, yeah, Tourette's, and a whole range of other stuff too. And, I think, Yeah, it's just awesome. You know, yeah, I want to thank everyone for their support.
It does feel like there's this amazing new generation, particularly using like the internet, TikTok and stuff to talk about their experiences with things like Tourette's. And that makes it really accessible for people who don't maybe have a relationship with anybody who has Tourette's in their life to get an understanding of that. Is that a space that you find useful or interesting for that type of communication? Or for you, is it music as your vessel for that?
Music is like my main vessel, but you know, I do follow quite a few people with Tourette's on social media, just like as a sign of support and things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. It feels like quite a cool thing that the internet does, where it brings those communities to the forefront a little bit. You're able to find people more easily in a way that, you know, maybe 20 years ago wasn't so simple to do.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And you know, social media can be an incredibly powerful tool, because especially with TikTok, because you know, you often find that TikTok videos can be, you know, engaging, which is a great way to teach people. And you know, it's great because also when people think of Tourette's, they often think of swearing, but it's not just swearing. And Tourette syndrome is not currently recognised as a disability in New Zealand, which is the other issue. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're saying, Mads. Like, there's this hole in people's understanding about it, but also people slowly getting there, or starting to know a wee bit more or recognise it in their day-to-day lives, people around them who are experiencing that. But we've still got a way to go, eh?
Yeah. So often there have been times where I've been in places where, like, I'll start ticking and people will just sort of automatically go, "Oh, do you have Tourette's?" And I just go, "Yes, I do."
Yeah. You don't have to sort of, you know, explain what's happening. They can see what it is.
Yeah, which is just, it's really, you know, it's great. You know, I'm really appreciative of that. And yeah, it's also really nice, like, when people they see me out and they see me ticking out in public, and you know, they ask me if I'm okay and if I need anything and whatnot. That's just really nice. So
yeah,
actually appreciate that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's
must be a cool thing to sort of like get that you know, really community feeling that you get when people check in and see how it is, and not be afraid to have that conversation with you.
Yeah and yeah, it's, I have to say, it's like, it's much, yeah, it's, yeah, this is like probably the only like type of response, like with my those are like the only two types of responses that I actually like when I'm ticking, you know, because yeah, I have had responses that have been a little bit more, yeah, that haven't, yeah.
So it's nice when people get it, eh? When they're on your team almost.
Yeah, you know, I have had responses where, like, people haven't known that I've had Tourette's, and they say, they, like, question me about it, or they say, like, if they hear me showing the swearing tick out in public, they'll just say, hey, stop that, but then I use that kind of moment as a opportunity to just say, look, sorry, I can't help it, I have Tourette's.
Yeah. And hopefully it's a learning experience almost for them.
Yeah. And plus, you know, going to gigs and things like that, when we talked about community just before, going to gigs and being in a recording studio is great, because, you know, it's definitely my type of community. And, it just allows me, you know, to just be myself and just, you know, tick away and whatnot, and feel comfortable with doing that, and you know, not get judged, you know what I mean.
That's the sign of a good scene, I reckon, you've got around you there, Mads, down in Otipoti.
Oh, it's a great scene, you know, I love it. It's just awesome, you know. I've just grown up with the Dunedin music scene, and I was fortunate to have Dr. Graham Downs as one of my lecturers.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah, he's just awesome, you know. And thanks also to my amazing, I like to take this opportunity to give my awesome professors a shout out as well, because they're amazing, and you know, I just love how they're super passionate about what they teach and things like that. Mm. It's just great. It's just a great community. I love it.
Good old Dunners. It does sound like a really fruitful time down there, Mads. I'm excited to hear more from this record, but I reckon we should spin the first single now, Harmonize. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning about this track. It's up on your Bandcamp now, if people want to go and buy it, and I recommend they do that. And I'm looking forward to hearing more. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Kia ora, Rachel. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
You meet me and we socialise. I seek this opportunity at mealtimes. I love good food and beautiful puppies. You play sports and study multiple subjects. We meet in a dining hall, not in a cave. Sometimes it's hard, but I have to be brave. Sometimes I misread others' intentions. I choose to chat while I'm watching their progress. The staff there are lovely and sweet. I outline myself as we make a retreat. They get me, I get them. I know that I'm coming and going, chatting about what's on our feet, but I don't like sewing to say the
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.